1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. We offer a full line of Yokohama tires, the Geolander AT-GO15, Yokohama MT-GO03, and the Avid Ascend LX. So whether you're on or off-road, Yokohama tires will get you where you're going safely. And while you're here for tires, we can service your vehicle as well. Our experienced, certified staff can handle repairs, including brakes, shocks, tune-ups, alignments, and more. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, your Yokohama dealer. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we're happy that you're with us on this first day of fall, a beautiful 48 degrees, and we're pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Steve Harmon, one of the lead organizers of Freedom Fest coming up at the All Veterans Memorial Park on Saturday, November 6th. Steve, good morning.
Morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Hey, how are you today?
Good. We're busy, and I'm glad we're on the call because we're about 8 days away from our early registration closing for Freedom Fest 2021, our 18th annual.
All right. Well, let's talk about the significance of early registration. What exactly does that mean, Steve?
Well, if you are into this kind of sports, you know that if you register early, that guarantees you all the swag or the great gift items, as well as making sure you have a cheaper registration cost. So it's about $10 off for most of the events, or 25% for others. So, this is your chance to go ahead and register for the on-site events, which take place November 6th here in Emporia at All Veterans Memorial Park.
And what is involved, really, in the registration process? What do folks need to do? Where do they register? And what officially is the deadline?
Yeah, it's really easy nowadays with technology. You just go to EmporiaFreedomFest.org and just hit the registration button, and it'll take you to all the events. And we have about six or seven awesome events, which we can talk about if we have time, but really it's that simple. The deadline is October 1st, so you have to October 1st. Now, if you want to do the virtual events, they're already live. They go from Patriots Day, 9/11, to Veterans Day, 11/11, but that also has a registration deadline of October 1st for the early discount as well.
And you've already had virtual participation, haven't you?
We did. Shout out to our master teacher, Andy Battenfield, being our very first participant this year to finish the Lyon County State Bank 5K. And, of course, he's an awesome runner, an awesome instructor. And, people are in the middle of it. It's a great event. We have a lot of fun.
Well, this thing is really expanding right before our very eyes, Steve Harmon. Freedom Fest coming up November 6th at the All Veterans Memorial Park. And let's talk about disc golf. Has been a part of this for a handful of years, and they'll be rolling in Soden's Grove again, won't they?
Oh, yeah. There's a dynamic disc that's got that started for us a couple years ago, and as they always say, Emporia, Freedom Fest is a combination of all the great things that make Emporia great. You know, with our founding city of Veterans Day, gravel grinding, community activity and volunteering, and, of course, disc golf, which is we are a champion city for disc golf, and we love having those events that Dynamic Disc sponsors every year. And you only get to do this course once a year at Soden's Grove, and it's the Eric McCabe course, and we love when they set that up, and we have a good time. And that is also open for registration for one of the two flights that they can do, and they give away a custom disc that they make each year, which is beautiful, and I always enjoy seeing what they come up with.
Yeah, two rounds, two flights, as Steve mentioned, 9 and noon, and then Steve alluded to the Lyon County State Bank 5K, 10K, Freedom One Run, Walk, Stroll. Also, you have a one-mile option in there, too.
That's right. You know, this one thing we like about Freedom Fest, it's for all ability groups. So if you're just getting into fitness or just want to enjoy the beautiful, cool fall air, come on out. We'll find a way to make sure you enjoy the day.
I'm really curious about the Spur Challenge here, Steve, because it sounds like this is expanded again.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought that up because we didn't get to do that last year due to COVID, but we're bringing it back. We've already got people registering for it. We got some folks looking to go earn their gold spur, but it takes three of the events, combine them together in what we call an endurance challenge. So you do the 5K, you do the 40-mile gravel grinder ride, and then you do what's called the spur readiness test, which gives you a chance to experience some of the military training that our service members do. And that's a lot of fun, and we coach you along the way if you have no experience, or you can get online at our site and do a little homework, and they get a chance to get inducted into the Order of the Spur, which is an honorary organization for the local tank unit here in town from the Kansas Army National Guard. And it's a great way for soldiers and the community to work together and have a great time.
Yeah, if you complete that 5K 40-mile ride and spur readiness test in 3 hours and 40 minutes or under, then you will receive the spur, right?
Right, and that's what makes it the most unique event in the country. There's nobody else doing this. And we have a spur induction ceremony. You get your silver spur, and you complete 5 of these over the years, you go for the gold spur. And we do have 2 gold spur holders already. And I know we've got a couple folks registered that are going to compete for that gold spur this year as well. So
I have to
pretty
ask.
Amazing event.
No doubt. Steve, I have to ask, is there any other level above gold spur?
Well, you know,
or will you have to create
one of those
that
events that we're going to do forever? Well, we talked about that on the 10th year, and I know we're going to have a 10th year eventually. You can earn that Stetson, and we're going to find a way to get a true cavalry Stetson to the 10th year recipients.
Ooh.
So I look forward to that, but that's about 4 years away, and it gives me time to find the right kind of Stetson, so excited to see where that goes.
Well, and don't forget, gravel grinding will be a part of this. The Sergeant Timmerman and General Eisenhower Freedom Rides. We've got a 16-miler and a 40-miler you can sign up for at EmporiaFreedomFest.org. And also, something new this year, Steve, is the Murph Challenge. What is behind the Murph Challenge?
Yeah, and this is for our CrossFit and our strength endurance folks out there. Lieutenant Mike Murphy was a Navy SEAL who was killed in Operation Enduring Freedom in 2005, and a Medal of Honor recipient. And he was a great fitness advocate, and he had this challenge, and now it's named after him, called the Murph Challenge. So it's the most famous workout of the day challenge. And run a mile, I think it's 300 squats, 200 sit-ups, 100 pull-ups, then run another mile. You know, easy stuff like that. No big deal. So if you're a CrossFit strength workout person, this is for you. And we've been talking to this across the state to the different CrossFit gyms and workout gyms, and they're pretty excited about coming down and trying that out. And one of our soldiers from Kansas and citizens from Emporia that now works at Simmons came up with this opportunity, and we look forward to seeing where this one's going to go. And it also goes to the local scholarship fund for children and veterans and family members of local Kansas Army National Guard units from Kansas. So pretty neat, going to be a pretty neat experience, and we'll have some good pictures.
Yeah, mile run, 100 push-ups, 200 or 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 squats, and then a mile run again.
There you go, squat. That's right.
There it is, the Murph
Challenge.
As you
can tell, I've never done it. So.
Well, the gentleman you were talking about that came in, and he voiced a commercial on the Murph Challenge. I asked him, have you ever done this? He says, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
no big deal.
He's one of our great tankers here in town. And in fact, he just got back from work in the hurricane, Louisiana. Just a great citizen of Emporia and Kansas. And we're happy to help sponsor this event and work with him on it. And we're happy to have KBOE for 18th year in a row. Can you believe it's already been 18 years?
I know.
No, not
Feels
really.
Like just yesterday, Steve.
It
has come a long way. But Freedom Fest 2021 happening at the All Veterans Memorial. And, of course, proceeds, the bulk of the proceeds, Steve, go to the All Veterans Memorial Park.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we started in the first place, to continue the expansion and improvements of the park. And, I tell you, the community has sure stepped up. It's a beautiful park. It's a special place. And if you just get online and look at the allveteransmemorial.org, you'll see why we do this, and you'll see the comments. And, we've got a few social events, too. And so if you're here to support someone competing, or if you want to do both the social events, get on our website. And we've got a kickoff social down at Bourbon Cowboy. We're closing it out at Mulready's. And we're definitely going to have a little bit of an expo down there where we can hopefully get on some military vehicles and explore the sites. So we're excited.
The website is EmporiaFreedomFest.org. Log on. All the events are there. You can register, get signed up. And of course, if you register prior to October 1st, you're going to get a discount. And make sure you get all the official Freedom Fest gear and swag that will be coming your way. Well, Steve, we'll be in touch. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
You too. Have a great one.
Yeah, thanks for your service, too. Steve Harmon, of course, serving National Guard.
Afghanistan, Kosovo, and other places as well. So,
and continues to serve.
Yeah.
So thanks, Steve, for all he does.
Absolutely. Did want to let you know, too, that as we look here at the Live and Local calendar here for the rest of the week, we're starting to fill up next week.